is that an unacceptable violation on the freedom of speech?
I think that's a good question to ask Mr. Abrams. You said, Mr. Abrams, that you supported disclosure laws when I was here when Senator Schumer asked that question. Do you support any other limits on campaign contributions, such as the ones that Professor Raskin just mentioned?
Excuse me. I pretty well come to the conclusion that contribution limits as well ought to fall. I think they should be disclosed, but it seems to me that we have we've reached a point, both in our jurisprudence and our politics, where if we know what the money is and where the money is coming from, that I think we can trust the public to make a rational decision. And where they do not make that decision, I think that we are constantly and necessarily going through a cost-benefit analysis in terms of there is cost with speech. Speech doesn't do only good things. It's a good thing that we protect speech, but speech does some harm sometime. And maybe the impact of having more speech paid for by fewer people will sometimes be harmful. But my view is that at the end of the day, I think for myself that contribution limits as well probably should fall.
Mr. Raskin, you want to...
Well, and I'm taking it, since he thinks that corporations should have the same rights as the people, that the corporations should also be able to give on an unlimited basis to every member of Congress. And this is where I think we're going. We have one philosophy which says that money should be treated like speech, corporations like people, and let the free market reign. We have another which tries to adhere to what I think is the American political tradition, which is that within the electoral realm, within the political realm, we try to maintain some rough approximation of political equality.